The Quickies on In.com.
Hello and welcome to In.com's Quickies. This is Karan here again to take you through the usual, your dose of gossip for a July 2nd sort of day. So let's dive right into it. As a Bollywood superstar, the majority of the Indian population may treat you like God. But when it comes to the weather and Mother Nature, you're just another human being to be treated equally and just like everyone else. The infamous Mumbai monsoon rains spare no one in this regard. And with 4 days of rain in Mumbai, along with many low-lying areas, one Bollywood superstar in specific has had quite a hard time with a heavy downpour. Amitabh Bachchan's bungalow in Juhu got flooded in the morning today as there was so much downpour that it entered the premises of the bungalow. And although BMC workers can be seen trying their best to drain out the water from the bungalow's compound in an exclusive video shot by In.com, rectifying the problem hasn't been such an easy task. This is Bachchan's Janak bungalow that he uses as his office space and where he invites the media for his birthday celebrations and holds other meet and greets with journalists and fans alike. The ground floor of the bungalow has a few high-end cars parked in the parking lot, while there is furniture in the open seating area and also many posters and family photos that are framed in the open area of the bungalow. So even though the actor can definitely afford to bear the cost of a bit of damage, let's hope he wasn't inconvenienced too much. What do Ranveer Singh and the football club Arsenal have in common? And no, it's not love. We know Ranveer loves Arsenal, but we're not sure if Arsenal returns that love or not. They do both have a brand in common though, Adidas. Arsenal's current deal with Puma ended in June and the new kit from Adidas went on sale from July 1st. And seeing as Ranveer is also an Adidas brand ambassador, it seems like it was a match made in Ranveer's version of heaven. Because the Simba actor, who is currently in England shooting for Kabir Khan's 83, took the time out to visit his favourite football club in Islington, North London, to reveal the new team jersey to his Indian fans. The brand has chosen Arsenal's cult classic red and white with stripes for the home games, while the legendary bruised banana look will make a comeback as the away jersey. And the team may not have qualified for Champions League football this year, but perhaps the return of what many consider the club's lucky brand, coupled with some over-enthu positive Ranveer vibes, will change all that. Being an actor and celebrity in Bollywood, while glamorous and exciting, comes in the way of and interferes with many other aspects of life. It interferes with having a personal life that isn't public knowledge and a constant topic of discussion. It interferes with having the freedom to roam around freely in public without being hounded by fans. And according to Secret superstar actor Zaira Wasim, her choice of work was causing interferences with her religion. And hence on Sunday, she announced her decision to quit Bollywood. As expected, her statement sparked off a wild debate on Twitter, with many celebs like Ravina Tandon slamming her for ending her career citing religion as the reason. And following the nature of balance, for all the criticism, there was support as well. One of the voices in support of her was from Alia Bhatt's mother, Soni Razdan, who took to Twitter to voice her opinion on the matter. She expressed that she was hopeful Zaira will realize one day that if she loves what she does, that is exactly what God would want for her, and that acting and creative arts cannot be considered as something dreadful or self-indulgent. She, however, mentioned that she respects Zaira's decision and labeled the showbiz business as hugely overwhelming and often quite frightening, and added that Zaira may feel different in 4 years' time, in which case Bollywood will welcome her back with open arms. And seeing as Zaira is only 18 right now, that makes a lot of sense. Judgmental Hai Kya, the movie starring Rajkumar Rao and Kangana Ranaut, went through a lot of delays before its release got finally set in stone for July 26th. The trailer for the movie is to be released today and an event has been organized for the same. However, it looks like a problem has arisen in that department as well now. It turns out that Rajkumar Rao, who is currently in Manali shooting for his next film, Ruhi Afza, was to fly down to the city to be part of the trailer launch event. But due to heavy showers in Mumbai, the actor decided not to risk it and chose to stay put in Manali instead. And seeing as Kangana will be busy with her other work commitments in the coming days and will be flying out of the city, it didn't make sense to postpone the event either. So the film's team decided to go ahead with the trailer launch as planned, but sans one Rajkumar Rao. The movie, which was earlier titled Mental Hai Kya, had to be changed to Judgmental Hai Kya on account of the censor board directing them to do so. It was also going to clash with Hrithik Roshan's Super 30, which is releasing on July 12th. But now Hrithik may breathe a sigh of relief. people just harp on about creating an empire, while a few rare ones actually go right ahead and do it. And the July-August issue of Harper's Bazaar magazine doesn't harp on about the former type of people, but the latter. Kylie Jenner took to Instagram on Monday to reveal that she was on the cover of Harper's Bazaar Arabia magazine, along with her mom Kris Jenner and one-year-old daughter Stormy Webster. The July-August issue of the magazine talks about how Kylie and Kris created an empire out of themselves and became two of the most influential people in the world. And Kylie shared three looks from the magazine, two with her mother and manager Kris Jenner and one with her daughter Stormy. In the first look, there's an intertwining mix of light blue and beige. Kylie's power suit, Kris's big shades and the magazine's font are all in the same light blue, while Kris's power suit and the rest of the feel of the magazine stick to a more beige color scheme. As for the other two looks, the three generations of the Jenner family wear leopard printed dresses and skirts with matching shades. Looks like the Jenner family is showing faces in all the right places.
The Quickies on in.com.